Let's tune in where the angels have arrived, and we're talking about moving to a fifth-dimensional frequency, and golden light started streaming through, and it's coming in so strongly. We just want to receive it and acknowledge it. We don't want to stop it, so let's tune in. Inhale. Namo Buddhaya. Namo. Namo Buddhaya. And inhale, lift up on your diaphragm, open your heart, focus on your third eye, and exhale, prepare to stream, live streaming golden light through you, through the group, connecting with Gaia. Okay, wow, beautiful. So yeah, we're getting the frequencies streaming through us of this golden light, the golden age. We have heard that before. Okay, so I'm feeling that they're saying regarding the solstice that's coming up, that we're going to be during this next period around the solstice to be, and when you tune in and in your sadhana and your meditations and whenever you breathe, you can always breathe in these streaming frequencies of golden light. And also you can direct it to whatever needs healing in your own self, your own body, and then send that out to the body of Gaia, streaming golden light. Just walk around, and now that it's warm, we had this conversation in the winter a lot, but we couldn't go outside, but now that it's warm out, we can walk around and just allow this stream of golden light, especially during this solstice period, to connect with the mother, with the earth, and to give her back her golden frequency, as good as gold, to be recognized, to be treasured, to be adored, to adore the mother. And we know that Yogi Bhajan tells us that if you don't respect a woman, that, you know, the woman is sacred. If you don't respect life on earth, then there's a problem. So here we are. We're going to add the gold back to the female energy, the feminine Gaia, the mother. So the energy, what they're showing me is the energy of sacredness. But this fifth dimensional energy is the frequency that they're streaming through us right now. So we're returning to the sacred fifth-dimensional streaming golden age of Gaia, as the saying goes. Many people have used that, but it is appropriate right now. And I'm actually looking out the window at some green leaves and trees, and I'm seeing a gentle breeze. Oh, wow. And a beautiful cardinal just flew right in front of me, right in front of the window. That was, I'll take that as a sign. That's the first time I've seen that close. And I would say it was like, maybe like 3 feet from me, sitting in a chair in front of the picture window. So, and I'm noticing that I'm just looking at these grasses, and they look, there's like golden light streaming around them. So just breathe that in. That's what we're streaming this week, the golden frequency. Beautiful. Okay, so while we're breathing that in and streaming the frequencies, the angelic frequencies. Okay, so they're also saying keep your shoulders loose, and they're asking us to move our shoulder blades to, they're saying, unfold our wings. We were having a conversation about being angels a little while ago, and they're saying this is a time of unfolding your wings. Unfolding your wings. So they're saying dust off those wings. So they're asking us now to move our shoulders. So just So wherever you're sitting or walking or listening, unless you're driving, but I hope you're not driving, move your shoulder blades and move your shoulders. And they're saying this week, do a lot of, when you're doing your spinal flexes and your shoulder shrugs and your hands on your shoulders, inhaling left, exhaling right, do a lot of that this week to open up your wings. They're saying that your wings are real. Oh, and if anybody saw the movie Maleficent, that was a beautiful movie. That has, she lost her wings and got them back. I recommend that movie. It was really well done, and I thought it was a really beautiful metaphor for this time. So if you have a chance to see Maleficent. I'm hearing birds singing. All right, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Wow. So just breathe, open up more space for this. And what we're working with during this setting of frequencies, the time of the solstice, the time to reset our frequencies for the next half a year till winter solstice, is these golden rays coming in. And I'm feeling like a lot of light coming into my third eye, and I was even feeling a little bit, almost so much light coming into my third eye, and so much recalibrating. I was like, I couldn't even think there for a minute, which I think is a good thing. Okay, good. So, breathe that in. Wow. Excellent. Okay, so we'll just talk a little bit about the astrology, and we've been working with the soul mind, getting our soul connected with our mind and our body. So we want to get this golden frequency of the soul connected in our body, in our mind, spirit, body, mind, 10 bodies, into our 11th body, walking in mastery. Good, beautiful. Okay, so while we're talking, you can be activating these frequencies. Okay, I'm actually feeling the light coming, like now, coming into my hands, like into the cells of my body, my fingers and my toes. So just see what you're feeling, and you can tell us about it in a few minutes. Beautiful. So we have the Sagittarius full moon. Of course, Sagittarius is the ninth house, higher mind, wisdom, soul wisdom. We've got the Sagittarius is the centaur. Half horse, half man, shooting the arrow. And last couple weeks we've been talking about a lot of the astrological energies are having to deal with the underworld, basically ruled by Pluto and Chiron. So the full moon in Sagittarius, Gemini full moon in Sagittarius, searching for divine knowledge is very significant. The Chiron was, we talk about the asteroid Chiron, but Chiron, is a centaur. Again, half animal, like a horse, and half human. And the story of Chiron is that Chiron was wounded, the centaur was wounded, and was in the process of healing himself. And while he was healing himself, he gained a lot of wisdom, and he was always able to use that wisdom for healing others, but never really gained complete healing or wholeness for himself. So with these Pluto-Chiron influences that we've had, the Chiron in Pisces, and we've got the Mars square Pluto with this Uranus-Pluto square, it's been going on since the summer of 2012, it really takes us into the darkness, our shadow selves. So whether it's the darkness of the planet that we've been talking about, how we treat the mother, how we treat her beautiful animals, how we are with our own, integrating our own animal, human, spiritual self, integrating our soul mind into our physical body. This is really the planetary and personal, however, shows up for you, crisis that we're in at this time. This is the archetype that we're working with. We're working with this Chiron. How do we work with the wounded animal, the wounded instinctual self? And our wounds show up in our body sometimes, in the body of the earth, in animals not being taken care of. So the animal stories that we started out with about the bears and the cats were actually the perfect introduction for what's happening astrologically, what's happening on the planet at this time. So it's really a time to wake up in our bodies and wake up and know that we are on the body of the mother. We are on, that the earth is a body herself. So when we hurt her body, we hurt ourselves. When we hurt the bodies, our bodies, our own healing, kill people in war, kill animals. When we hurt the body, the Chiron, wounded healer, we're healing the wounds of the body. That's what this time is being asked for. So bring the fifth dimensional awareness that we don't need to be in this predatory state of hunting animals for food, hunting each other. We can move into the golden light of abundance and really allow that to flow into us. Then we don't even need that. And then we can complete this piece of having to live on the earth, basically disconnected from our consciousness, from our divine soul self, from our human heart chakra self. So we've got this connection between impulses, desires, this is all what comes up as the instinctual self, relationships, business enterprises, all kinds of partnerships, ideas that haven't shown up yet, that have shown up, impulses that have been expressed, dreams that we've had, or dreams how the earth could be. And so with this retrograde and with the Pluto Chiron, we're looking at, okay, how can we re-dream? How can we heal the wounded bodies? How can we heal? How can we go into the underworld and come out healed? So this is really a time of going into the underworld. And the wounded centaur client, Chiron, was immortal and he couldn't die. So he was finally allowed to go into the underworld where he could really work with healing his wounds. So that's the healing. That's the healing for our immortal soul, for our soul mind, to really bring our, make our mind, train our mind to be an expression of our soul. And so this is the personal and the planetary healing. So what, how do we want to create this? So we had this Mars Libra, so Mars going forward, and it was been retrograde. So really looking inside, looking in our underworld, looking in the Pluto Chiron, how do we want to balance these energies, this Libra? How do we want to bring this birth, this Venus, onto the planet? So I'd say this has been like a very dense time, you could say, dark time, underworld time. So with this solstice, with all this light and this golden energy, we're going to actually be switching that. So it's going to be a mandala to move that forward, to spiral that up. It's the golden spiral. So we're going to be spiraling all this density up and out. This is a time of power, a time to bring, just gather the dark forces and throw them, like if you have a fire, throw them into the fire of the golden flame, and it's the golden spiral. It'll be golden up. It'll be going up with a golden flame. And as we move, next month, Jupiter's going to go into Leo. That's where we expand into the expression of this. So we want to make sure that we are throwing this in the fire, throwing at least what we can feel needs to be transformed in ourselves and what we see around us into the fire. And it may seem overwhelming. I'm hearing them saying, I know that it's overwhelming when you look around and see how much needs to happen. But they're saying the legions of angels are here to reassure us that the work we're doing is making a difference. We are being noticed. And it is important. And it is helping the mother ascend. So they're saying, don't feel isolated and alone and get discouraged. They're talking to us. We have Venus opposite Saturn, and so again, Saturn is like, bring your love to the earth, ground what it is that you love. And so we've got Venus in Taurus. Well, it's opposite Saturn, but it's like, that's its home planet. So can connect with the earth element, the Taurus. And it's also a good time for if we're growing things, planting gardens, things like that. So we want to really be able to move into the depth of what's healing for the earth this time. So just take a breath. Take a breath. Good, 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 good. So just kind of wiggle your toes. And know that with the Gemini, there's lots of possibilities and ways to make all these things happen. So we may be talking about some of the same themes that we worked with before, but we're talking about the next level of the spiral up, the next frequency up. So we keep spiraling up the golden frequency, the alignment with the sun, the solar energy, the solstice. The most powerful alignment of the solar energy on the planet is this time of year. So we want to really receive that golden light, that golden energy during this time. Beautiful, beautiful. And it was just interesting to me also what we were talking about. And then last night I checked out a video from the library here in the Midwest where I am, and I checked out this library video called The Tracker, and it was about this Aboriginal person. It took place in Australia, supposedly 1922. What the movie said. I think it was a fictional account, but they made it seem like it was a real story of this Aboriginal person was helping, was hired to track another Aboriginal by three white men that he was said to have killed. Oh, wow, the cardinal just flew by again. Beautiful. A white lady. So it was this whole story about the interaction between the prejudice of these the white people and their interaction, and especially the leader, and how the Aboriginal person stayed so connected to the earth, and how he could track this person by just noticing that one stone was out of place. It was a beautiful movie. If anybody has a chance to watch it, I think you'd really enjoy it. But I thought it was a really appropriate movie for how the Aboriginal or the Native peoples are so in tune with the earth and how they respect life. And I won't give the story away, but it shows the sacredness of life and how they move on through with the earth in perfect balance. And the Aboriginal was tested a number of times, and he wouldn't give up his position. And, you know, I like what Yogi Bhajan, you know, says, don't barter character values for benefits. You know, he wouldn't give up his position. He wouldn't give up following natural law, so to speak. So he stayed right in tune, right in connection with the earth. So it was really beautiful to watch that. So again, yeah. So just breathe and take this in. And feel that balance, feeling that coming to balance with the earth, with these new frequencies, these fifth-dimensional spiral frequencies. Excellent, excellent. Okay, good. Good. We're still looking at calibrating that. And remembering, opening your wings. You're saying, like, the wings, your wings are there in the fifth dimension. Put them on. Reclaim them. Dust them off. Move your shoulder blades. Beautiful. Wow. Good. So connecting the centaur, the Chiron, the centaur self with the divine Eros self is connecting with the truth. There is a truth, like the tracker was showing. There's a divine law, a truth of what keeps everything moving, what keeps life happening, the cycles of the earth, the laws. He was talking in the movie about the Aboriginal laws, the laws of the earth, and he wouldn't break the laws. So we could say this is the world of truth, and this is where truth dwells. So all these, whatever we've been talking about before with the mind, the aspects of the mind can spin off from the negative mind, positive mind, so we can stay centered in the truth of what the earth really is and how it actually works. We're going to be spinning off, and we want to be calibrating with the frequency, the truth of what the earth really is, with our truth. with our neutral mind. So we don't want to feel haunted by images that are untrue. So this is a beautiful time to just let go of that underworld that we've been talking about, the Pluto Chiron, the wound, and just ask for that golden spiral alignment with the truth. And so when we move into that frequency, Yogi Bhajan talks about speaking with committed language and our words having impact beyond this time and space. So we really want to move into that infinite communion and connection. And when we can speak from that space of the law, the Chiron shooting the arrows, the Sagittarius shooting the arrow into that pure love, into the infinite, then the love, the golden spiral keeps going. There is no beginning and no end. We're beyond time and space. And that's where we really heal ourselves and hear the plant heal the planet. So that's what the astrology is telling us right now. Shoot your arrow into the infinite and into the infinite truth so that we don't have to be dragged down into these lower dimensions of basically pain and suffering. So he's saying, he tells us, speak with committed language, which is language of the infinite. And remember that the mind is sadhang, self-illumined, aware. What we are is we are a point of awareness. This body rests and holds us as a point of awareness in time and space. It's like a bookmark in a book. But the soul's really the whole book. It's the Akashic Records. It's books upon books. So the body's like one dot, one point in the universe, but our consciousness, our awareness, our mind can go all over the whole world and all over the whole galaxy because what we really are is just pure awareness. We are Saibhong. We are self-illumined. We are aware. We are the radiant identity of God. God, Goddess, God, Essence. God is just Goddess is God, Essence. We are that radiant identity. That's our true identity. That's our true home. So when we rest in that golden truth, that golden spiral of who we really are, now we're impacting the frequencies. We're bringing those frequencies onto the earth. You need to be in the body to do this, even though sometimes it's kind of a hassle and can be frustrating. And we know that the quality of the soul is that our soul is free. So if we feel frustrated or feel like someone's trying to tell us what to do or we see things happening on the planet we don't like, we know that's all lower dimensional, lower frequency things. So just focus on the soul frequency of whatever situations you're thinking about and know that there's freedom, that the soul, the awareness can go anywhere. The awareness of who we really are can't be controlled, and we don't want it to be controlled because it's unlimited. We want to train our mind to be the full expression of that unlimited Saibhong, that unlimited self. So we want to keep that frequency going, that keeps expanding, and know that we're a point of awareness. This body is only a point of awareness in cosmic time and space, in this time and space. But we are beyond expanded. Our mind can expand way beyond this. And so when we do that, it's possible for our magnetic fields and this pure soul projection of our mind to imprint and to prevail on the universal magnetic fields. So when we have that experience, what happens is that we connect with these golden fifth dimensional frequencies where there's just pure innocence coming through. And it's that innocence that heals the darkness of whatever wounding we may have or the planet may have. So this is the key to putting these golden frequencies in the fifth dimension and bringing them onto the earth. So whether we're doing personal Chiron Pluto healing or whether we're bringing this radiance, increasing the field for the whole planet, that's the key. The key is your magnetic field and your mental projection can and does, when we're in our soul frequency, our neutral mind, imprint and prevail. on the universal magnetic field. That's what we want to affect. We want to feel the space of that field. Okay, good, we're going into it. Okay, good, good. We're going into that field now. So breathe into that. Breathe into that. There's no intrigue. There's just purity, innocence. Just heals the demons of the subconscious. Beautiful. Excellent. All right. Doing great. So breathe into that field. And we're working with, we've been chanting, Dana Dana. So breathe into the frequency, the miracle that our awareness is here at this time, this point in time and space, to anchor in these golden frequencies. So float in that soul frequency and that energy. Thank you. Beautiful. Here we go.
Thank you.
Beautiful, keep breathing into that space. Breathe into the golden space. We're going to do a little Wahiguru chant to anchor this in. So pull it through your body. Let all your wounds be healed and healing the mother.
Why did you? Why did
Help you unfold your wings this week. So they're going to be with you. all week and blessing you. And so the suggestion is to, again, leave your shoulders and chant Wahiguru this week. Beautiful. So if anybody would like to share, you can. Otherwise, we'll just float away into the angelic realm.
Oh, Kieran, you were so beautiful. And I love it that we talked about the wings and angels right before our conference. And I didn't even know that it was going to be, isn't that beautiful that intuitively we knew that it's going to be an angel session for us?
I'm so happy. Wonderful. Yeah, that was perfect. And I didn't know either what the session was going to be. So I guess it all lined up. Beautiful. I love it.
I know. It was beautiful.
It ended for us on Saturday, Sunday, and so I said if we could keep that angelic and that dance energy for 4 days, we'd keep it for the whole day.
Beautiful.
And it was the most beautiful dance we, I think I've ever seen this year.
Oh, wow. Excellent.
Oh. You know, a lot of it, what Chief was talking about was the healing of the earth and and respecting animals and our elders and the earth and everything in it.
I felt such strong energy pouring through me. I also kept seeing pictures of the macabre. As if I was in a spaceship or so forth. It tucked out. It was inside of it.
Nice. So shiny in touch free.
I love it, touch free.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
It's a conference. Be quiet.
I don't.
Beautiful. Well, we'll just float in this energy. We have our angels with us this week. But I literally saw at one point, like, everybody's wings just start opening, and we were all floating around in this beautiful golden light together. That was really inspiring. I loved it. It's very gentle. So, thank you.
Thank you. Satnam. I'll go now.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Satnam.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.